You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, boys. Our daughter is about to graduate from high school, and one of her clubs is talking about doing a fundraiser. So far, they've settled on doing a car wash. Gina writes, first of all, I'm proud that they're doing something to raise money in the community. But a car wash? Two question marks.
Uh-oh.
She goes, these are all 17 and 18-year-old girls, and we all know how guys are. I mentioned this to my daughter, and she thought I was overreacting, but don't you agree this is likely to attract weirdos? She says, maybe I'm off base, but I'd like to know what your listeners think. Thank you so much. And she closes by saying, I've listened to your show since 2005 and still listen here in Texas.
Yeehaw.
I miss Colorado, but at least I've got my boys in the morning. Thank you for listening down in Tejas, Gina.
Thanks, Gina.
What do you think, Jeremy?
Oh, boy. She didn't fully dive in and say this is like a bikini car wash. I mean, ladies could be in their jean shorts and tank tops and not full-on swimsuits and stuff. I don't know how they're going to be dressed. But I did do a little search this morning because I couldn't quite remember the age range for seniors. I know she says 17, 18. They can go 17, 18, 19 for seniors, right in that range. The 17-year-olds I kind of have an issue with. They shouldn't be out there. But once you hit 18 and 19, they're probably fine. And, I mean, they're basically college students now. Seniors are going to be out of high school here in, what, a week, 2 weeks? Think of what they're going to be doing in college. This is going to be tame. A little car wash? I say you let her do it. And it's good for the school. Making money. But she does have a point about weirdos.
Yeah, I mean,
I personally would not roll up to one of these. It's just not for me, you know? I wouldn't be caught sitting there. A bunch of girls are washing America's pickup. I couldn't do that. But hey, some guys are into that. Some women might be into that too. You might have some women showing up to that. I don't know. What do you think? Are you okay with this?
I don't know what to think of it. I don't know what to think of it. I would defer to our listeners at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, because I'm torn, because I see what Gina is saying. I mean, I understand what she's saying. She goes, there's a bunch of weirdos out there. Okay, I get that. But at the same time, to step in and say, because you're a young woman, you can't do this, smacks of like an antiquated way of thinking. If it's a fundraiser, I don't know why.
Yeah, but they're not selling pies or cookies. I mean, they are essentially, they could be out there in bikinis, all splashy, wet.
Well,
and, you
so
know,
what? I mean, that's
horned up. I don't know.
No,
I don't know
they can.
On. I
they
mean,
can
we know what goes on at these things. We've seen them. Everybody's splashing water on each other, and it's all soapy. And
well, this is not some sort of like movie and like fantasy thing. It's a bunch of high school kids raising money.
I know.
I don't know why we've got to automatically go down. I'm not saying that there aren't guys and women who are creeps. I'm not saying that, but I don't see why they have to alter their behavior just because of a few weirdos. Besides, broad daylight, I don't think anything will happen, you know? So
who knows? I mean, essentially, bottom line, these are still high school girls. They are still quite young, and they're doing an activity that everyone paints as very sexual. There's three strikes right there.
Not everyone.
Should they be allowed to do this?
What
a
mean,
lot of people.
Everyone?
It's,
you can't say
come on. How are car
that?
Washes portrayed in everything in movies and TV shows with something like this? It's portrayed as something
everyone.
Extremely sexual.
Okay.
It is.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Before we go to break, I want to take at least one call going into the break. It's Maya. Hey, Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What would you say to Gina?
I would say that I feel like it looks good on a college application, especially since she is a senior. So letting her do it is a good idea. If she's not worried about anybody being creepy, then just contribute to what she should wear. But I think she should let her do it.
That's a great twist, a great angle, actually, because, yeah, it does look good on a college resume.
Well, if
but
she's...
Have those already gone out at this point?
I was
going to
say,
now?
If she's starting college, if she's going in 90 days. So that's already, those... we're past all of that.
Unless she's taking a year off, you know, that type of thing.
The gap year?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a great point, Maya. Thank you.
Maya, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You have a great one.
Stay clean.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. Hey, Julie, thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Couldn't be better. What do you think about Gina's note?
I think it's fine to do the car wash. I've gone to a lot of those car washes to, you know, support the schools. Mm-hmm. And it was just kids in their shorts and T-shirts washing the cars. It wasn't anything like portrayed in the TV shows and stuff in the movies.
It was all pretty
innocent.
Yeah,
maybe that's a great point. Maybe way too many people immediately default to Hollywood, and it's not all Hollywood. So
shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Get new water fountains in the school. Your phone is really bad.
Your phone keeps breaking up on us, Julie, but thank you so much for calling. Thanks for saying that. Here's a couple that have come in. Kathy said, I wouldn't let my daughter do it last summer. She was mad, but I just don't trust people. Well, okay. I mean, okay. Tanya says, oh, it's totally fine. You'll never stop people who are pervs from being pervs, so why make the girls change their activities? I say, listen to what her reaction here. She goes, I say have the car wash, have some of the football players there to work security, and everyone
wins.
There
you go. Form a firewall.
I like that. Anything else from you?
Yeah, I got three more. Monique says, Mama needs to relax and let him go out and raise some cash for the school. She says, I'm also kind of with Jeremy. Don't worry about the car wash right now. If you want to worry, think about what they're going to be doing that freshman year of college. Dun, dun, dun. Cindy said, bottom line, those girls are trying to attract men. That's how they make the money. Duh. And then Ed. Ed brings it home here, Dom. He says, hey, boys, was this a local thing? I missed it. If so, where?
My truck, there we go.
My truck is filthy.
Yeah, so is your mind.